step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective. In this month's podcast, we have Chuck the Poet. I would describe Chuck as being quite a humorous poet.
Extremely loud, extremely funny. Chuck the Poet!
Two, three, four.
Yes. I remember Bill who organised it.
Oh, one. I will explain. I've been to a festival for the last 3 days. My voice is shot. But, you know, three poetry, three gigs. Don't you worry about that. I can do that. One, two. I could do that. You know. Do you want it higher?
It's up to you.
Oh, all right, there you go. How's that? Excellent. That sounds like so much better. You'd have done that far better than I would. Right, I don't know how to pan this out. This may go one way or the other, but we'll just start at the very top. Good evening. My name's Chuck the Poet. This is a poem called Jelly Toffee. With a spluttered cough, it's in my mouth and rolling round my teeth. This sticks and stops upon my tongue, it's giving me such grief. This intrusion makes me feel quite ill, it's a rubbery kind of goo. And as it starts to move again, I try to have a chew. You see, it's like a jelly toffee, but a phobia to phlegm means I can never try to swallow it. So it goes round my teeth again, bridging gaps and cavities I never knew were there. So got quite bored, drew it up and gobbed it through the air. Don't clap, just go, oh, so much more fun. So I was on a TV show once. I was on The Weakest Link. I did this poem in front of Anne Robinson and she nearly smirked. Not a laugh, a smirk. You know what she's like, she's doing countdown now. So, Woodlice is the only land living crustacean. It's very good, you like this. You like animals and stuff. And if you've got a bathroom. There's a woodlouse in the bathroom. It crawled along the wall. I flicked it with my finger. It rolled into a ball. Nothing more or less than that, ladies and gentlemen. These are kid-friendly. And they're going, actually, I like woodlouse. I play with them in the garden. If you get a big bag of them, you can actually boil them up like shrimps. I'm a vegetarian. I wouldn't know that. Ladies and gentlemen, what has happened to the summer of this year? It's been ghastly, has it not? It's been absolutely nuggets. So here's one for that man there, because he's wearing shorts. I wear my shorts in summer because the legs ain't long. To wear shorts in the winter time, I know this would be wrong. Chilblains on my knobbly knees, I'd catch a cold and sneeze. Jack Frost would nip my ankles. My bits would feel a breeze. I won't do that again. I don't want to fall off the stage. All right, I won't worry about that. So, glasses. Anybody here wear glasses?
Me, but I'm not wearing them.
I'll rephrase it. Anybody got some glasses? We don't particularly wear them all alone, but you'll still like facial furniture.
Yay!
Is this a common sense poem? A common sense poem for bedtime. Remember this. This is one of the three things you need to take away from you this weekend. Don't wear your glasses when tucked safely in your bed. You might be just roll over. They'll be crushed by your head. So, I say, I've been to a festival all weekend at Camp of Calling. And lots of bands have done covers this weekend. Several bands have actually played songs by the Rolling Stones because of the loss of Charlie Watts last week. So I thought, ladies and gentlemen, to take that on, I'll give you a couple of covers. There's my third book. That's the second one. And that's the first one. So from the second book, ladies and gentlemen, I'll do this for you. It's called Origami. Does anybody else have kind of... Do you like origami too?
Yes.
Do you wear your glasses when you're performing origami? This is for the kids. Origami. I love origami. I have many a favourite fold, like sink, reverse and mountain. Creating something you can hold. When Sky broadcast the finals, I tuned in. I simply just had to. But I couldn't see the folding moves. It was only on pay-per-view. Oh. Right, so, you'll get it. They'll explain it later, and probably this one. This one's called Feeling Horny. It's all right. It's getting there. But I would say, as a poet, when you write a poem, it's called Feeling Horny. And the first line is, it's not big. I would like to point out this is not an autobiographical poem. But you'll get the gist towards the end. It's not big, it's not clever, unnecessarily cruel. You'll be aware of the issues of unfair trade. There's no magic, the tragic way animals are defaced for a gimmick, literally for a potion. The notion to think of a link and age, strength, health and fitness is a death to witness for some. How come they are so dumb? Someone needs to explain. Rhino horn isn't meds. Your head's mince. If you want keratin, bite your nails.
Yay!
Oh, I am feeling this throat of mine, but we'll go on. Anybody here in this limited crowd go to the gym often?
No. I do swim a lot
though. I've got a membership. Never been. This might actually appreciate them because it kind of goes out to the people. There's two kinds of people in gyms, isn't there? There's the people that go to gyms and go to gyms a lot. And then there's people that go to gyms and they look at the people that go to gyms a lot and they don't like them. This is called gym jealousy. You're fit, the fittest, the best guy here within. You think you're really super, simply best at everything. You've got muscles on your muscles because of the time spent in this place. But you've got no personality and a really ugly face. I want to see you push and strain, tear a tendon, explode your brain, rip your super tight like crop pants in front of all your sycophants, sprain your wrist, get fat, go bald and get carried out this place. Good riddance, your personality and your spotty, wretched face. James. Now, you might think, well, that ended on a rhyme and then you just added the word James at the end. Now, you might think that's a bit odd, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's a bit odd that I would then try and poke fun at somebody in the gym called James, but you've got to understand that the word gym is just a shortened word for the word James. Because his real name is Andy. So, I'm going to do the same again with rhinos.
Why?
Possibly. No, I'm not really. I like rhinos. Do you like rhinos?
Yes.
Good. Mind a dog. Not as big as a rhino. He'll still nip you. It's called Little Blue Pill. You're thinking. The little blue pill, still balanced on my tongue, swallowed, gone, so long. Feelings flow over me, relief you see, confidence returns. I can relax like Frankie says, safe in the knowledge my body will perform. That little blue pill still settles my psyche for that I am thankful. Not from the bottom of my heart, but from the heart of my bottom. Thanks from my bum for Imodium. Yay! You weren't thinking that pill at all, were you? Bum's not a rude word, we've all got one of them. Some people got two. No, they haven't. Chickens, however, that's a weird thing, isn't it? Chickens. So, lick, let me try this first. So, I'm from, we've looked at long way away places like Lugabruga. I know, like Lugabruga, Loughborough. I'm from a place just up the road, the other side of Kettering. Not Desborough. Has anybody here heard from Desborough? Heard of Desborough?
Ding, 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 ding.
I said to, there's a big sign outside Desborough. It says Desborough, twinned with Desborough. We like it that way. I used to be on North Hants TV. Has anybody in from North Hants?
Yay!
I used to be on North Ants TV and I was doing some filming in North End in Desborough, and some bloke came up to me and said, "All right, Chuck, like, introduce my wife and daughter." There's only one woman with him. So it was a weird day. But yes, it's got nothing to do with Desborough. But I come from Corby. Excellent. And there used to be a nightclub in Corby called Bips. And on a Friday, well, actually on a Thursday, well, actually on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you used to go to Bips with the intention of maybe taking somebody home, getting them in a cab, maybe at the end of that, if you were lucky, kissing them. But if that didn't help or happen, you could always try some other kind of means in a non-aggressive way, obviously, even back in the 80s. So this poem's called Lick. I want to lick your lobe, to lick it hard and lick it long. I must not stop or do it wrong. I want to delve, go round the bend. My tongue, it's moist, suck till the end, to rummage around in your logo, to go down deep and deeper, still lap at your flaps. Ears, sexual thrill, but I pass stick to tongue, it's stuck, it enters my mouth. Yuck, I loathe to lick with dampish sucking ear, to pick, don't like my luck, for this conclusion I'll give to you. Earwax is not good to chew. Oh!
That's nearly as
bad
as jelly toffee.
Oh, I know. So, because I was playing Camper Calling, I wrote a haiku for the event. And I've done the same thing for here.
Yay!
That's nice. A haiku is a Japanese poem, works on the idea of counting syllables. It works on a 5, a 7, and a 5 syllable line. So here we go. KR Festival, having so much North Ants fun in a pointy tent.
Huzzah!
Nothing big or clever about that. That's just pure poetry.
Unadulterated.
Oh dear. How am I going to get away with this?
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. How rude is it?
It's not. There's no swears in it. I'll tell you that much. You might get the odd question. If I could find which book it was in. I had this problem the other day. I know it's on page 22. But I was coming to fix me. Oh, I'm pop in, am I?
Yeah, just a little bit. There we go.
Got a special microphone.
The way he put that on made me feel as if he'd done it before.
You won't have babies now.
And maybe not with something so rubber. Anyway, this is a poem about social media. We all use social media.
Yeah.
We all understand how it works, its importance, its negativity, its problem, its divisiveness, it's the way it works. So with that, I thought, well, let's try and encapsulate it, and I'll write a poem about social media in the best way I could. This poem is called MILF. He's liking it! What's it got to do with social media? I like that, yeah. Give me questions, here we go. Ever since you dumped me, baby, I'm gonna get you back by logging on that website, chat up your mum and that. I'll Instagram and poker, Snapchatter on MySpace. I know how much you'll hate it when I come across her face. Book profile. I like the idea of dangling and then pulling it back. It's like casting and catching. Oh yeah, new book then. So the first book was called Beer, Bread and Biscuits, because people used to say to me, "Oh really, why is it called Beer, Bread and Biscuits?" And I would explain to them, it's because I'm a vegetarian. And they'd say, "You don't look like a vegetarian." Which means they think I'm fat! But I called the first book Beer, Bread and Biscuits. Then the second book came out and I thought, well, I've got a poem called Jelly Toffee, I'll stick with the food theme. So I did. And the third book came out, and it's called Large Fromage. Exactly! So, from the third book, here we go. This one's about, I don't know, lying to yourself. I've got another poem, which is about lying to yourself, which is about a wig. This, well, it's not, it's about a comb over, quite frankly. But this is called Windy Wig. The wind, was blowing through the precinct. It was such a swirly day, leaves and the odd plastic bag catching the breeze and sway. There's a wig! Lost, blown and abandoned. Looks like a rat that's dead.
Your slippers are like a dead rabbit.
But don't approach, it's menacingly dangerous and completely off his head. So I did this one yesterday. I'd say it was a camp call. And this little lad was in front, and he was wearing the subject of this next poem. And I actually knew his name because I knew his mum, who came to the festival with her husband and the kid's dad. And when I shouted his name out and said, "This is for you," and his face lit up. The only joy I have seen in the last 24 hours. This is called Camis. I'm on the lookout for a camouflage trouser. Trek through shops, racks and rails everywhere. Searched high on low, on displays and shelves, but I couldn't find a pair anywhere. The elusive camouflage trouser. It's not worth it, really. Your children, ladies and gentlemen, could write these poems. Your children actually wrote these poems. I locked them up in the spare bedroom and with a typewriter. And every 3 weeks, something comes out with some description. No, I'm joking. Anyway, summer, again. What a year for flies. Have you noticed this? Thousands of flies. Flipping flies everywhere. This is called flipping fly. How coincidental! The flipping fly flew, bobbed and buzzed up and down and round. Needing to rest his little wings, he settled on the ground. I pounced! Trapped that blue bottle with a spoon and a plastic fork. Pulled off its wings with evil joy. That fly became a wok. Triumphant poetry. This is punchline poetry, people. Punchline poetry. We're going to take over the world. Did I miss one out? No, I've got a couple of really long ones, but I won't bother with them because my throat will die. So, anybody like boats here?
Yes.
Excellent. Because we've got Billing. Billing. Anybody from Billing?
No.
Here's diversity in the moment. Here. Who likes the Nen? And who likes the Neen?
Nen.
Nen.
Nen. Nen. So, this poem's called Build a Boat. I needed a little project. I decided to build a boat. I knew the difference between port and starboard and that it had to float. So I constructed it in the attic and I made it waterproof. Once I built one, I'll build more. Sails would go through the roof. Two things, right? Well, what did we say to you? You've got to remember this this weekend. I can't remember the other one. This is the other one, or one of the other ones, right? These are two poems, part one, part two, called Teeth. Anybody got their own teeth?
Yes!
Let's then give a clap and a round of applause to the NHS because it's never helping our teeth out. They need all the claps they get. And this happened to me. This is a lie then. Because actually I didn't have a shower this morning. I had a shower this afternoon. And water was filthy because I'd been at a festival for 3 days. Not as filthy as the water you get when you've been at Glastonbury for a week. Anyway, part one, teeth. Up in the morning and after a shower, I brush my teeth with haste. Actually, I clean all of them. So why is it called toothpaste? I brought 30 individual brushes and I'm giving you the truth. Followed instructions displayed upon the box. One brush for every tooth. I have two missing and all my wisdom teeth. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take this all forward. From now on, we call it teeth paste and teeth brushes.
Huzzah!
We will change the world. Remember that. You get to school? I didn't brush my... I used teeth paste this morning, teacher. Try it. They'll shout you down, but we've got to change the world somehow, haven't we? Wow, fromage. Right then, so the third book, as I say, is called Large Fromage, but I'd written a poem called Fromage. I just wanted to make it bigger. So here we go. If there's any fans of 90s music, this might help you. I might need it. No, I'll go with the drink. If it sounds bad at the end, just don't worry about it. It's called fromage, which is French for cheese.
Cheese, I love cheese.
I don't like cheese. Even the dog's having a go. Right.
We all love cheese.
Indeed. I visited my local deli as I wanted to buy some fromage, a great big block of Ultravox. I really want it large. She said, do you mean something from Vienna? I need more information, please. I said, no, a well-cultured truckle. You know, extra mid-year cheese. She replied, it means nothing to me. I've got another 10 minutes of this. Best heckle of the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Right then, anybody had their eyes tested lately?
Who said that?
Who said that, indeed? My eyesight was somewhat fuzzy. Needing a test, I booked an appointment to be seen. The optician suggested colour blindness. Well, that was a bolt out of the green. See? They're getting better. They're the same bad poems. I've rattled through these. I've got no heckling back. This is the other thing you need to take away from me from this weekend, children. Hands up, you like pizza? I'm already on the same page. We're already there. It's what even the adults will enjoy this.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they might smirk, or they might just go, oh, again. But no. Even a dog will like this, won't
you? He's in the next act.
Excellent. Pizza, ladies and gentlemen. I have a craving for pizza. Crisp and round and thin. With tomatoes and mozzarella. Fresh basil from Turin. Aromas deliver me to Roma. In Pisa, I'd be set for life. But at home, it's cut into sixes with my own infinity knife. Or pizza wheel. Next time you get the pizza wheel out, just say, no, I want to use the infinity wheel. That'll work. I did this one yesterday, but the last rhyming word is actually a swear word. You can imagine it rhymes with the word right. So I won't do that. But this one is good and in relation. I'm just too nice. It's in relation to how we're sitting and where we're sitting at the moment. So if you think about your surroundings, this might work for you. Okay. This is called The Doctors. And to pan it out, I could go into a lengthy discussion about which one of the doctors is the best. We all know it was John Pertwee until Tom Baker came along, and then there was Matt Smith. But, you know, David Tennant, he was quite good as well, wasn't he? And I like Jodie, she's all right. I'm just filling. Never seen it. The Doctors. I woke up in the morning feeling like a TP. By midday, it was awful. I felt like a marquee. So off I went to the doctor's and he simply said to me, you're too tense. I never said it was the comedy hour. Somebody else said it was the comedy hour. I don't often do this, but I'm now filling up. So, obviously, this is the Antipodean cook-off poem. So, it's about cooking in Australia. Just to fill it. Down in Melbourne and across in Sydney, the race was on to make the best they could. Adding egg white to sugar, they mixed and whisked till good. When the stiff peaks rose, the bowl upturned, and the mixture was simply hang. The crowd clapped and cheered at such a sight. I thought they'd boomerang. That's the reaction! Right, this may be my last day. What have I missed? No, I am. So I'll do this one, because it's all about shopping. Does anybody here like shopping?
Yes.
Does anybody like shopping in a supermarket?
No. Yeah. If I'm hungry.
It's got to be done, isn't it? So.
There's wine on the list.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love a wine.
Oh, I love a wine.
I like whining about football teams I don't like. I like whining about music I don't like. I like whining about the wrong flavoured crisps. Anyway, so here I am. I'm going on my own. As I've mentioned, I'm a vegetarian. And I was going to Asda, Sainsbury's, the other ones, Morrison's, Aldi, Presto. I've gone high end. I'm now just shopping in Waitrose, obviously. Look at me. But I was looking for a can of beans. So there I was on a Saturday afternoon with my single person's basketball one. Obviously, I'm single, ladies and gentlemen. Look at me. This was proven when I went to the till the week before with my small loaf of Nimble and a single person's yogurt for one with a cornery tippy bean. And she went, "Oh, are you single?" And I'm like, "Yeah, how can you tell?" She said, "You're ugly." So,
bitch.
So it gets worse. So there I was, walking down the aisle with my single person's basket for one, looking for the baked beans. But I want lots of baked beans because I want the catering size can of baked beans because I like a lot of baked beans. And I'm thinking this is possibly the only aisle on a Saturday I'll ever walk down. But I'm on a mission. I'm looking for baked beans. And there they are. They're on the top shelf. Why do they do that? Why don't they put the big beans on the top shelf? Anyway, I did my musical movement bit, like you were taught at school in infants, before they re-registered them all and gave them numbers. Sad about. And I was doing my musical movement. I'm trying to get onto the top shelf and get this big can of Caitlin-sized can of beans off the shelf and into my basket. So I'm edging it towards the and it slips through my buttery fingers, falls through the air, and lands on my foot.
Ouch.
And I'm thinking, I love beans on toes. And I'm going, no, I can do so much more than this. I'm a writer, probably, in some way or another. And I'll write a poem about it. I'll encapsulate the whole joy, the whole nonsense of being in a supermarket. The feeling of shame with my single person's basket. The idea of walking down aisles only looking for one condiment and just thinking, this is it. So ladies and gentlemen, I'll give this to you. This poem. It's called Toe. Oh! My toe! Not the longest poem I've written, ladies and gentlemen, one of the cleverest. With that, I will hand you back to Casabella. You have been wonderful. Hey, Festival. My name's been Chuck the Poet. Good night.
Sticky toffee again.
Jelly toffee.
Oh, jelly toffee. Yeah, that's my stomach.
And another thing. You can support the Bardic Basement by going to our coffee page. Thank you. You can donate by going to the link in the description.